As opposed to, I guess, if there had been 38 versions of folklore.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then all the critics would be like, oh, yes, oh, please give us the, you know, flower press version that has the dried unicorn blood. I will pay for that because the music is so exquisite.
Also, there were variants on folklore, but only 20 variants as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Now, let's not forget that Taylor, you know, has been a best-selling artist for nearly two decades, and her efforts to sell physical albums go way back to like the beginning of her career. There was, for example, her partnership with Papa John's for her 2012 album Red, where, I mean, this is a good deal, mind you. For $22, you could buy a pizza and Taylor's new album and have them delivered to you. just a side note. Those Papa John's boxes were printed with Taylor's album cover on them. And you can buy one of those cardboard pizza boxes for $513 on eBay right now.
Oh my gosh.
So I wonder, what's different now? Like, why is this grinding everybody's gears?
I think it's just proxy rage.
Say more, please.
People are very mad in general right now about everything. And Taylor Swift she enters into this conversation with an album full of songs that are flaunting her material success, her partnership with an equally wealthy...
Not equally wealthy, but...
Okay, not equally. Fair, okay.
They both clear a certain bar for mega wealth, yeah.
With a wealthy guy.
I will say she is also a billionaire.
So here comes a billionaire in a feather boa. It just drives everybody crazy.